Good morning, everyone. As we look at this scripture from Philippians, Paul gives some good advice that could be seen as just generally good advice in any situation. He asked the church basically to be good to each other, to not be selfish, to put other people's needs even ahead of your own, to care about other people's needs and opinions, and to work together, to have a spirit of cooperation. And this is just good advice. This is just, in any situation, good or bad, that's just a good way for us to live together as families, as churches, to work together as co-workers and community members. This is just a generally good way to live. And so Paul gives us what could be seen on one level as just good advice for any situation. But as we begin to look at this in context, it becomes even more profound. There's even more to this. The Apostle Paul is writing this from prison. He has been arrested for preaching the gospel and now sits in prison, and he's not the only one being persecuted. There is widespread persecution of the church during this time. People are being killed for their faith. Their homes are being destroyed. They are being banished from their homes and from their hometowns. They are being scattered throughout the world in some cases because of their faith. There is widespread persecution. And Paul gives this advice to care about other people's opinions, other people's positions and needs. Care about that and be good to each other and work together in a spirit of cooperation in the midst of these difficulties. Now, that's an interesting reminder, because that's not always how we think during times of difficulty. During very hard times, sometimes we believe that maybe we're entitled to not act so kindly. You know, our emotions get the best of us, and maybe it's more natural to be more irritable and to be more harsh and to want our own way and to look at what's best for us or makes us feel better at the time, because we're going through such great hardship. And to a certain extent, that may be true. In fact, we do need to accommodate one another and show more grace in times of difficulty, because people might speak more harshly. They might say things they don't mean during a very difficult time. They might, you know, be a little more selfish because they're going through some struggles. And to a certain extent, certainly we do need to extend grace to one another during times of difficulty and hardship, and to understand we may not be at our best. And there are plenty of scriptures to encourage us to be kind to one another, to be patient with one another, even though we may not always act the right way. We might not always be at our best. And certainly that is true. We should do that. Grace during difficult times, forgiveness, and being patient with one another when we're not at our best in difficult times, that's certainly a good way to treat one another. But Paul brings in the other perspective. Of course, we want to treat each other with patience and show grace when we're not at our best. But he says, still be at your best. to the extent possible, still cooperate with one another. Be kind to one another. Get along with one another, even during times of hardship. And he tells us that this comes from not our emotions, it doesn't come naturally all the time. It comes from the Spirit. He tells us, if you have any of this love of Christ within you, any tenderness, any of this kindness and joy that comes from Jesus, any of that you have in you, use that to get along with one another, to work together, especially in these times of hardship. As the church was going through persecution, this is how the Apostle Paul wanted people to act, to be in touch with the Spirit within them and use that to treat each other the right way. And that's something I think we need to remember now that we're going through such hardship as a community, as church, as families. We're going through such a difficult time. We've gone through several weeks of quarantine here in the Czech Republic and many nations around the world. And now all of these nations, including here in the Czech Republic, are starting to evaluate how we can come out of quarantine, balancing the need for caution and safety with the need to get back to some sense of normalcy and economic concerns, business concerns. These are all difficult questions, and there's going to be a certain amount of hardship and disagreement in the midst of doing all of that, that we need to work together and cooperate and not just be selfish, not just look at our point of view, but to be kind to one another and cooperate together, even in this very difficult time. We've never seen hardship like this the same way as we have during this virus. It's unique to anything we've seen in our lifetime. And coming out of quarantine and how do we do that exactly is a work in progress. And it's families may be getting impatient with one another, having been cooped up in quarantine. Churches are going to have to deal with how do we balance safety versus getting back to some normalcy. Business will have to do the same of how do we get back to normal versus the caution that we need to have during this time. And not everyone's going to agree. And it might be, in the midst of all this stress, very normal for us to not always be at our best. We might be more irritable. We might be more impatient. And that would be understandable. And yet, the Apostle Paul says it's not about our mood. It's about the Spirit of Christ within us. And he encourages us to get in touch with that, to be in touch with that Spirit of Christ, that spirit of love and patience that is within us because of Christ, and to use that to cooperate with one another and to work together and to understand that we might not all agree, but to care about the other person's point of view and the other person's way of thinking and opinions and needs during this time. This is a hard, very difficult time. It's not the same kind of persecution the church was facing in Paul's time, but it's a difficult time. It's a difficult time of struggle throughout the world. And so during this time, when we may not be at our best, when we might be rather irritable at times, when we might be under stress, the Apostle Paul says there is a spirit within us. As followers of Christ, there is a spirit within us, and that we can be in touch with that and use that to be patient with one another, to be kind to one another, and to work together, even in the midst of the hardships, even in the midst of disagreements, to care about the point of view of others, and to work together to make sure we come through the hardships, cooperating and caring for one another, showing kindness that comes from the Spirit within us. And that's why we pray. That's why it's so important to pray. That's why it's so important for us to be a people of prayer, and we always practice that together when we worship together, and we always encourage you to pray every day, to be a people of prayer, because the patience and the kindness and the cooperation that Paul is talking about doesn't come from our moods. It doesn't come naturally. It comes from the Spirit of God, and prayer is how we get in touch with that. And so let's take some time and let's pray together. God, we thank you that you are with us. We thank you that your Spirit is within us, and that there is love and there is patience and kindness within us that goes beyond our mood. It goes beyond the feelings that we have in the times of stress and hardship and difficulty. And so help us to be in touch with that. Help us to be led by your Spirit, in touch with you, that we can be in touch with all of those things that the Apostle Paul was speaking of, to use that to cooperate with one another, to be of one mind, to be kind to each other, to get along during these difficult times. Help us as families, as churches, as communities and businesses, during times of hardship and this time of transition, help us to see your guidance, your ways. Help us to be in cooperation with one another. Help us in all of the things that we do to be guided by your Spirit, that it will not just be about what mood we're in or what stress we're under, but we will be reacting with the Spirit of Christ within us, cooperating with one another, because we are following you in all these ways. Help us as a people of prayer to keep this in mind, to be led by your Spirit, knowing that we are more than just the stress we are under. We are more than our moods and our feelings. We are your people and your children. And so in that spirit, we lift our prayers to you.